survey out of Palmitas. It's wonderful to have you here. There's some seats over there if you'd like to hang out and you can sit on the bench, and that would be fine. In the book, the big brochure here, I'd just like to point your attention to the other space at the Trinity campus, for lack of a better term, which is Trinity Church itself, down at Wall Street and Broadway, where Thursdays at 1 o'clock, there's a concert series called Concerts at 1. This year we are celebrating the 100th anniversary of Alberto Ginastera, who is an Argentinian composer, and we're doing a bunch of his later music and juxtaposing it with the third period of Beethoven. So tomorrow is a wonderful day because we have a solo pianist who actually is the audience today. I'd like to point him out. Bali Gibbon is here. We did an Emperor concerto today. Was it a decade ago now, something like that? Somewhere in the middle of this country. And lots of fun. He's an incredible artist, and he will be playing the Hammerklavier Sonata of Beethoven. And just to put that with the second sonata of Ginastera. So something not to be missed for tomorrow. And one, a week from tomorrow, we will be doing, I'm getting this right, Foray Requiem is next week? Yes, we'll be doing Foray to Requiem. And the first half of that program will be also Ginastera, the Cantata Morboso, which is sort of a precursor to one of his big operas that he wrote in the 1960s. And it features a baritone, who will be Christopher Herbert, and also the part of the narrator. And I've somehow managed to convince our vicar to do that. He's here today, so wish him well. With all this Tolkien music he'll be singing. Oh, I mean speaking. So the cantata that we're going to do next is filled with incredibly pictorial music, and it's based upon a chorale that keeps coming through, you'll hear it. And we've sent it in different places around the room. And the chorale has commented upon either orchestrally, chorally, individually, corporately, etc. The first movement is ferociously difficult for the orchestra. You'll notice that the oboes have two music stands here because they literally don't stop playing. It's like some contemporary piece of music or something. So right now, this is exactly just not a single rest with all this ferocious kind of music. And there's a shaping to it, much like Gage and Michael Freudner or other works of Bach, there's a symmetry. So there's seven movements here, and they all have corresponding movements, where the fourth movement is what we would call the axis of symmetry, something shifts emotionally. Okay, so the first movement and the seventh movement are connected, the second and the sixth, the third and the fifth. And you'll see the connection that happens both textually and musically. So without further ado, this is Cantata 178, we'll tune again. And thank you so much for being here, and the artists are always welcome to say hi to you afterwards, it's not anymore. Especially Robert Lee, he loves that. Unless you're running off to Juilliard. Running off to Juilliard, so catch a fire. Thank you so much.